Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We are discussing the metaphors of the four elements. Each of these days will feature one. And there will then be a commentary, a short channeling, perhaps even what you call added information to each of the elements which you discuss and look at. The elements as you know them and as taught this week are fire, air, water, and earth. And we're going to metaphorize each. And the first one that you have looked at today in a very special way is fire. You've done the exercise. You've looked at the potential of how you purify with fire. It becomes a purifier. You take a look at that which is fire itself. So let's discuss that, because this element, dear ones, is different from any of them. We're going to metaphorize fire inside the human being. In other words, we're going to assign it an energy, which we will do each day. Fire is different from any of the other three. The first is this: on the earth itself, it is the only one of the four that doesn't simply lay around. You might say fire is created in several ways. It's always there. It indeed is one of the elements. But often it's created very specially. Lightning is not fire. It creates fire. Lightning is electricity. The magma of the planet is not fire. It's magma, but it creates fire. Fire is active, and all of the other three are passive. You can make a big or a small fire. You can't make a big or a small air, or a big or a small water, or a big or a small earth. They are what they are. They are used, they sit there, they have energy, and you'll learn about them. But fire, you have a choice, don't you? Fire does not necessarily always exist for you to simply pick it up and carry it around like you would water or earth. It's not always available, such as air. In the old times, the indigenous would actually have a fire keeper. Somebody would keep the embers warm as they traveled, especially when the weather was wet. Fire to them was warmth. It was life. It cooked their meals. You had to have it. But you had to do something to get it. You had to nurture it. You had to care for it. You had to carry it around. You had to create it, if it wasn't there, the best way you could, with friction. So you see, of the four elements, fire is different. So let's assign fire to something within the human being. Metaphors are fun, because you can then extrapolate some things that you might not have thought of before. Let's make fire your soul. And in this particular case, you have an unquenchable fire, one that never goes out, and yet you can cover it. I don't want it to be lost that fire can be literally snuffed out by any of the other three elements, but not created. You can quench it with water. You can rob it of air. You can cover it with earth. So you have a choice of how big you want your fire. But your soul is forever. While you're in 3D, dear ones. The fire which is your soul can live in the back seat, be quenched out to the point where it barely is there. And you can live in a way that would never acknowledge it. On the other hand, you can feed the fire. You can feed it with love and compassion and make it as big as you wish. You can turn your fire into intuition and healing. You can turn the fire into knowledge and wisdom. You can make a bonfire and walk around in balance where people can actually see the light from your fire. Or you can put it out with some of the other elements or some of the things that you carry around that bury it and cover it and rob it of life. That is free choice of the human being. What happens when you start to cover the fire is it no longer generates light. Fire is active, none of the other elements are, therefore it has something it does. It broadcasts itself. Fire broadcasts an energy called heat and light. And so in this metaphor, you can see that which is the fire that you have, and you can look at it two ways. What does the fire consume? Is it dangerous? It can be what you want it to be. Dear ones, I close with this. Let the fire of that which is the compassion of the Creator in you shine so bright that it consumes everything that is not magnificent. May it consume every thought that you would have that you don't belong here. May it consume that which has been said to you that you are not magnificent. May it consume that which is inappropriate for who you are. May it consume every untruth you've ever learned without making those who told it to you wrong. There is an appropriateness in all beliefs, in all things, and then there is the truth of the light. May fire create that light where the purity of who you are and the truth of the Creator comes through. May it chase away the diseases in your body. May it create balance and joy. May the inner child be illuminated with the fire so much that there is happiness when you wake up in the morning instead of the opposite. Let this element be one that you can control and work with and make as large as you wish. That's fire. And so it is.